How to deal with haters. Oh man, I love haters. I love my haters. My haters are why I'm here today. Honestly, the haters are the biggest motivation I have. Shout out to all the people that love me and care about me too, and that subscribe to my content. It means a lot. If you subscribe to our YouTube, honestly, like, that means so much to me. If you watch my stuff on TikTok, on social media, it means a lot. So, you know, my love and appreciation and gratefulness is always with you guys. But I am also very grateful to my haters, and I'll tell you exactly why. Because haters help you get better. And haters are free attention. And haters are typically there because they really don't have anything better to do. You're not going to see like a multimillionaire hating on, like, you're not going to see Jeff Bezos just hating on some random dude's Instagram. Like, it's not going to happen. They just got too much stuff to do. So if someone is hating on you, the first thing you got to understand is that they're typically not successful. They typically don't have things going on, and they typically are projecting their own negativity upon you. Now, the thing is, haters can actually be very, very, very useful. When someone hates on me, when someone says something bad to me, I have like a structured way of how I handle it. Number one, I look at them and I understand fundamentally that they are coming from a place of negativity. And a lot of times they need the most love. Haters don't hate on people less successful than them. You're never going to find someone being negative to someone that's doing worse than them. It's just not a thing. So they're typically doing it from a place of insecurity and negativity, and they honestly are the people that need the most love. They need the most support and guidance. And that's really what my platform is about. So ironically, I look at it as like, okay, you've been brought here for a reason. You've been brought to my platform because you are going through something. And that's okay. You can be negative to me. You can hate on me. You can say this stuff. I can take it. I'm built for it. And that's what my platform is for. It's to spread positivity. And the people that need the most positivity are the people that are the most negative. So it's the universe, it's God, it's whatever you want to call it, working in my favor. It's working to bring me people that need the help. So I'm very grateful for that. The second thing I do, here's my structured formula for handling hate. First, I take accountability. I say, is what they're saying correct? Let's say someone is hating on, let's say, for example, my eyebrows, right? I get a lot of hate on my eyebrows. At least I used to. My eyebrows are uneven, you know, from MMA and stuff, from just getting hit in the face. My eyebrows were always uneven, and one eyebrow would always go higher. If you go on my older videos, you can see this stuff. And if you go through my older, like, social media posts, or if you're on TikTok Live, like, if you ever join my lives, back in the day, you could see my eyebrows were uneven. Whenever I talked, one of my eyebrows was always higher. So what I did was I look at it and I say, okay, are they right? Are they right first? If they are right, then, oh my God, thank you. Now I have an area in my life where I can get better. Now I know something that I need to improve on. So I actually was like, okay, how can I fix my eyebrows? And it wasn't that they were like trimmed up weird. It's just because of the way I talk. I actually got Botox on one of the sides of my forehead. Very, very small amount of Botox. I don't know a lot about Botox, but I asked around, and some of the girls I know in my life were like, yo, just get Botox, you'll get it fixed. I'm like, that's genius. And it worked. And now my eyebrows are level. And if you look at my new content, my eyebrows are pretty level. So that's pretty cool. That's pretty cool stuff. So that's literally like a great example of someone hating on me and people hating on me. People used to hate on me all the time for this. And I fixed it, and now I look better because of it. So shout out to my haters there. Number two, if they're hating on me and I can't fix it and I can't do anything about it, then it's out of my control and I shouldn't focus on things that I can't control, because that actually does absolutely nothing to make my life better or their lives better. It doesn't fix the problem at all. Like, we're both not winning here. A good example of this is I'm not very tall. Like, I'm not over 6 foot. I'm not like super short, but I'm not over 6 foot. And people will always say, oh, he looks really short, blah, blah. And I'm like, yeah, I'm not over 6 foot. And I can't do anything about it. There is nothing I can do about it. So that's that. If there's nothing that you can do about it, it doesn't make sense. Now, here's the last scenario. If they're wrong, they're wrong about something. Some people say, oh, you know, you're living in your mom's basement. Your parents pay for things. You come from a rich family. I know they're wrong in my heart. So if I put more energy to try to defend it, I kind of like, I mean, first off, when you really are trying to defend something and you know you're wrong, like, you'll notice, like, people that know something is true and you say something like negative towards them and they know it's true, they're going to do everything they can to protect it. I don't have to defend or sit here and lie to you that, oh, I'm not from a rich family, this is from the struggle, blah, blah. Like, look, me and my mom struggled, right? It is what it is. But I don't waste my time because I know in my heart that these people are wrong about it and they're just very misunderstood. The real ones know, and the people in my life definitely know. And you could, like, you know, my mom knows, okay? Like, we did not come from a lot. So it's all good. If they're wrong, they're wrong. You don't have to worry about it. They're wrong. So don't waste time trying to correct your haters over things you genuinely know are true about yourself or just maybe false. Like, if you know it's real and right, then you don't have to really do that, because honestly, you just make yourself look dumb. And they want your energy. They want to feed off your energy, almost like vampires. See, when you validate your haters, you are actually reinforcing their mindset to keep throwing that hate at you because you're giving them attention. Sometimes it's fun to argue with a hater here and there, but to be honest, it's not productive, like really ever. You need to show your haters love. You need to be nice to them. You need to be like, hey, like, you know, man, that would be awesome if my mom was rich. That'd be amazing, man. I really wish that would happen. When someone says, oh, you don't make that money or whatever, like, I'm trying to think of things that people hate on me for. You're actually just a loser. And I'll be like, yeah, dude, I am. Dude, thank you so much for being on my live. Now I'm less of a loser because you're here, because you make me look good. Like, I just give them positivity back. And genuinely, like, it's like real positivity. Like, I'm not trying to do this to be like smart with them. Like, they need that in their life. They need to get a little bit of love. Like, when someone is so mean to you and cruel to you and then you're nice to them back, they're like, damn, now I feel like an asshole. Now I feel like a piece of shit. And that's what changes them. Because if you fire back at them like, no, fuck you, no, fuck you, no, it just becomes that. But if you're actually nice to them back and you're kind to them and you try not to correct them and you just let them be negative for a moment, just let them win this. Because they probably haven't won a lot of things in life. If you're hating on people on the internet, in the IG comments, on TikTok videos, on TikTok Live, your life must be at a very low place. Let them win. Let them win that. And you'll make their day. And that kindness will go very far. So the way that you win in life with haters is by, number one, understanding that sometimes they are right. Sometimes it's not hate, it's criticism. Sometimes they're hating on things that you can't change. There's nothing you have to worry about. And a lot of times they're wrong, and you have to show them kindness, you have to show them love, and you have to understand that they're not coming from a position that's better than you, and they probably admire you, and they probably envy you, and that's actually the biggest compliment that you could ever get. So shout out to the haters, shout out to everybody that loves me and cares about me and follows me. Thank you so much for listening to me here today. Until next time, guys, sue me out.